Blog Talk Radio.
There is.
fornication. I don't know what that means.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend. It's Saturday. You stumbled across ATOV, a team of voices radio. We are sponsored by A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. We are a group of writers from allpoetry.com. We use Blog Talk to share our work, call in and share our work together. It's free to join allpoetry.com. Just go to the site allpoetry.com. Look at the groups, ATOV, a team of voices in the groups. Knock on the door, Deborah Lee will let you in. Like I said, it's free to join. It's Saturday. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for this week. Along with me is the man from down under, the Wizard of Oz, AP Taylor. How are you, AP?
Well, thanks, Hatter. How are you?
I'm okay. Day before Super Bowl. And with us is Deborah Lee. She does all the heavy lifting in the back, so we can sit out here and look pretty. Hi, Deborah.
Hey.
Day before Super Bowl. It's going to be a good one.
Go Eagles.
Yeah. Especially for the Kelsey household, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Her jersey's cool, though. You got to give her that. Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom's
yeah,
right.
I saw the jersey we got. Yeah, it's only happened a couple times that I can think of where brothers were pit against each other in a Super Bowl. But that makes for a great next year holidays, huh? Thanksgiving, when y'all get together.
Yeah. Wasn't Howie Long's kids there recently? Or they just, maybe it was a playoff game. Never mind.
Yeah, the only other brothers were the one was with the Giants, and were the Kiki Barber and his brother. One was a defensive back, one was the running back. The other was the Manning brothers.
Buccaneers
yeah.
And Giants.
Yeah, there you go. And then there were the Manning brothers, both quarterbacks pitted against each other in the Super Bowl. But I can't think of any others. I think possibly the Selman brothers, they were linemen from Nebraska or Oklahoma. I think they might have pitted against each other, but that was years ago. So tonight I chose the prompt of peppers to be the subject that everybody wrote to. How did you do, Deborah, on writing about peppers?
I made like a commercial, and I'm just putting in the art for it now.
Commercial. Great. But
yeah,
no, that's good. Yeah. We used to do that more often. We should do that again. Day before Super Bowl, everybody's recharging their batteries for tomorrow. I did that one time, went out partying the night before, and I felt crappy the whole next day. So I learned not to do that. But we're looking at February 11th in the year of our Lord 2023, the national holidays. They're not holidays, but today is National Peppermint Patty Day. Also, don't cry over spilled milk. National Inventors Day. National Shut-In Visitation Day. Nobody knocked on my door. And National White Shirt Day, white T-shirt, and Make a Friend Day. Well, I don't know who comes up with these, but they got quite a list.
I do.
And again, I'm going to see what is, since this day is almost over, it is for most people, we're going to look at February 12th. Tomorrow.
I'm there already.
Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl Sunday is also National Plum Pudding Day, National Pork Rind Day also. That's it tomorrow.
If it's Super Bowl Day, you know, one imagines, you know, you struggle to get airtime.
Well, there's more and more people that just watch it for the commercials and the halftime show. I miss the marching bands in the college bowls anyway.
halftime. They used to show the marching bands. Those guys are pretty talented.
They were.
So, I don't know, Peppers. AP, you mentioned that you sort of struggled with it. I did too a bit.
I did. I'm the first to admit that I struggled with it, Patter. The being a rhymer, you do struggle with Pepper because there's bugger all rhymes for it. And if you go with the Australian version, which is capsicum, you're in even more trouble because there's even fewer rhymes for capsicum as compared to pepper.
Oh,
and so
you just
got to
start out. You just got to set the line out with that word. Yeah.
It almost the field is bent against natural rhymers with this one, Hatter. So,
yeah. I
struggled with it. As I said, first admit, I struggled with it. So I got something.
So
that's about, description of what it is. I got something.
Yeah, I see on the chat line, Adam's got it right. I thought the same thing. Plum pudding and pork rinds. A cold beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look at that and you go, well, that's a great start. Let's build a poem around that, And then you go, no, not really. You do the best you can with what you got, Hatter, and that's what we do,
Oh, I see Deborah did me a favor and put Californication. That was better than Red Hot Chili Peppers. That makes sense. American rock band formed in Los Angeles, 1982.
Expand on that, please. Educate.
Okay. There were a rock band formed in Los Angeles, 1982. Comprising vocalist Anthony Kiedis, bassist Flea, drummer Chad Smith, and guitarist John Frusante. The music incorporates elements of alternative rock, funk, punk rock, hard rock, hip-hop, and psychedelic rock. The eclectic range has influenced genres such as funk metal, rap metal, rap rock, and new metal. With over 120 million records sold worldwide, Peppers are one of the best-selling bands of all time. They hold the record for the most number one singles, most cumulative weeks at number one, and most top 10 songs on the Billboard Alternate Songs chart. They have won 6 Grammy Awards. Wow. Were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2012 and in 2022 received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Wow. When did they start that the Hollywood – oh, the Walk of Fame. No, Walk of Fame. When did they start giving stars to rock groups? Is that –
good question, Hatter. I don't know. I'm not sure, but I can tell you that the Red Hot Chili Peppers have just finished their tour of Australia, literally only a couple of days ago, and they are heading to Asia. So if you want to get on a plane and see the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the best place to see them is on Thursday in Singapore. But if you miss them, you can always go Sunday to Tokyo.
Yeah, there's been a couple bands and individuals that became superstars more overseas than in the United States. One of them was Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick was I don't know if it was Japan or if it was China. Just huge over there. Bigger than they were here. They were pretty large here too. Orianti, that young blonde chick that's a guitar guru. She also is a mega star overseas. So, you never know.
It's really interesting, Hatter, what bands actually translate to different countries and who sort of makes it, who doesn't. It's quite interesting.
Yeah. I love to watch the kids when they sing covers on the talent shows, you know, Bulgaria's Got Talent or whatever. A lot of them don't speak English, and they sing these English songs. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's. I'm not in the studio.
I am.
Are you? Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Let's get to it, Ben. Get to it. Let me get to the show page, the one that tells me all of that. What's that?
It gives you all you need to know.
All I need to know.
Sure does.
And maybe more.
You think Steven might be calling in? You want to hold on his till he does?
No, he's not.
He's not, John.
He can't because I needed to move it up, and they do 8 to 10 on Saturdays, and we'll be done at 10. So
let's start. AP, would you like to go ahead and...
You want to put mine? Will I put mine on the board, Adam?
Sure.
Let's go get it. I didn't put it on the board. That's not going to help greatly. I did have it on my page, so let me just go to my page. I had to sort of, you know, well, you'll see. I had to make do with what I had, Anna. It was not much. So here we go. This is, should be on the board now.
Yep, got it.
A short way from pepper to schlepper. And it goes a little bit like this. What here is a capsicum, is there a sweet pepper? The botanical name, more orchestra than a stepper. Whatever way is far easier to rhyme by gum, the closest equivalent to near is taxable income. And let me say of that, you will have less truly than if you buy whatever they are called in New Zealand, as they require glasshouses to fire up and grow. And in the winter, that requires money, not show. Great in a stir fry or roasted with other veg in phyllo, a sweetness and antioxidants within a red glow. Best to stay away from the green or hide in a curry, as their bitter taste is not departing in a hurry. End poem.
That's the capsicum. Is that how you say it? Capsicum?
Yes. Capsicum. Yes. Yes, and duly portrayed as such in the watercolor image attached to it.
Oh, is that the hottest pepper you got down there?
I doubt it.
Is it?
But
really?
It at least looks somewhat like one, which is good. It's
some peppers.
You can tell how far I'm into actually using pencils, which turn into watercolors, because I actually don't have a sharpener. And this is a fundamental problem if you're using pencils, not having a sharpener.
Yes,
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Because
well,
you know what you do is you have a whole heap of very blunt pencils that actually don't work very well. Number one, and number two, when you do get to the point where you have to actually sharpen them, which I do, particularly with white, you end up using a vegetable peeler, and that is not a good thing for a pencil, by the way.
No, a vegetable peeler. That's good.
I was going to say pen, anyway. So that's really cool. And I like the fact that you attached your own art. And that you signed it, like at least one of the two people I've mentioned who do art start signing their stuff. Hint, 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 Hatter.
Say that again.
It broke.
I said at least one of the two men I know that like to do art heard me say you should sign your name when you do stuff.
Yeah.
Hint, hint, hint. Notice that he's got a little signature there in the corner of his art. Just
I
said.
See that. You know, in my defense, a lot of times I take the picture of part of the entire picture. So, sign. You know, signature all over the place.
Dad, I have a feeling, Hatter, that you're not going to win this argument. Well, you can always try.
I
commend you for even opening this conversation. You know, I do. But I think you've got, you know, somewhere between a donkey's and a snail's chance in a snowstorm of winning it.
I
agree.
I'm nodding my head. Yeah.
Oh no, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm
just is that what that saga was?
You know, there are some peppers and onions that you caramelize or whatever in the heat. You cook the heat right out of them. I'm wondering if that kind of pepper does that. Can you cook the heat out of it?
That's a good. That is a good question, and I have to admit that I am not in the possession of the information to actually assist with that question.
Ah.
And what was the question?
If you heat them up, the question was that they're hot, and if you go and saute them and, you know, stir fry the jeebus out of them, does that get rid of the heat, was the question.
Well, as far as I know, it just spreads the love all over whatever you're heating it with. It doesn't go away. It just is.
I'm with you. I think, but I've done, as I said, it is not a specialty of mine, and I wouldn't like to mislead our good listeners to say, you know, that this is something that I can assist them with.
Okay, well, now I can. Cooking peppers makes dishes hotter because the peppers break down while cooking and releases more into the dish. The spiciness is then spread out throughout the dish, so it gives the sensation of an overall spicier meal.
There you go.
Wow. I guess so.
You
hear
that?
Now, most peppers, it's all about the seeds. Most of the heat are in the seeds. And don't trust that too much. Because
the oil in there is deadly.
Yeah. I thought it was a bit of stupidity when people would videotape giving their friends a ghost pepper or something. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
What if that person is allergic? What if that person is allergic because you know they've never had it before?
Yeah.
If they're allergic, you just sent them to a freaking problem. So I don't.
Yeah. Correct.
I never saw humor in. I learned what a hot pepper was one day. I was invited over for dinner. A friend of mine had a jalapeno put on the end of my plate. And I popped it in my mouth and took a bite. And they all looked at me with this freaking look like, what did you just do? And I learned don't do that.
Not pleasant, Hatter. Not pleasant. But I have to say, in this particular case, I'm happier with my art than I am with the poem, but we'll let it stand.
That is a good picture.
It's not bad. It's not bad. That's a 10-minute pepper. I was thinking I can do this. So I've got 10 minutes before the show starts. I can actually do a pepper and put it on the thing, and so I did, and I was quite happy with it. In the wider scheme of things.
It's actually a good rendition, a good picture of it, because I thought when I first saw it, I said, well, how did you get the stem to look like that? And it must be half dried out. I thought it was a real picture.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, thank you. I am beginning to learn how to use watercolors, Hatter. And if I actually get some pencil sharpener, God knows what I'll be able to do, rather than actually carve them back with the vegetable peeler. We could actually end up with something here.
I suggest when you do go buy some, go to the kid department and buy a whole pack of those little single
sharpeners.
Yeah,
you've got about six of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they'll go quick.
Yeah, I agree.
That's only if you don't invest in an electric one.
Yeah, look, I
think
you will
pencil too much. Especially the colored pencils, because they're softer. They just chew them.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
You're better off.
I mean, I have to say that it's interesting, because I found the cheapest place here, not everywhere is different, but I found the cheapest place here to actually buy these watercolor pencils that I'm using is on eBay. Who would have thought?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, no, buy all your art over the online. Definitely.
Cheaper than like Walmart or Kmart, really? That's fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you a sense of this, yeah? To get, I'm currently playing with 24 pencils, and that's kind of nice, but the full set's 96, yeah? So, yeah, if you had the full set of these pencils, there'd be 96 of them. And if you want to, you know, get doubles of some that you use a lot, like white and all that sort of stuff, you can get a box of 180 that has doubles and all that sort of stuff. So they're in a nice wooden presentation box, okay? And so if I go down to my local art supply store to buy that new, the sort of mom and dad, you know, art store, that's $480 here, Australian, right? So roughly 350 American. If I then go to Kmart or the other big chain stores, I can get that for just under 300, yeah, new. But if I go to eBay, it's still in plastic and hasn't been touched, and it's pretty easy to tell with a pencil if it's been used or not. Let me tell you, these haven't been used. And that's under 200. That's the difference.
Pencils are you looking at?
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Holy cow, what are they made of?
Tell about the whole art set with the easel and everything.
No, these are English, very funky top of the line pencils that you turn into watercolor.
Oh,
so
you
shade with the pencil and then you add water with a brush and it turns its way into a watercolor.
Okay. Wow.
So you can either use them as pencils. Yeah, you can use them as pencils, or you can actually shade in such a way, and then you just add this. I've got different calibers of brush here, but you basically just use a water brush.
If you want to try something neat to do with watercolor, create a really, really light, watery color. Put your paper on a small incline and take a straw, drip it on there, and then blow it around.
Yeah.
You get all sorts of weird effects.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Sort of neat to do.
I'll give that a
watercolor.
No, it sounds good. So as I said, these are English, you know, very nice, all that stuff. I think the best ones are German, but these come in the top five or something like that. So
cool. I'm going to send you, if I can get to the page, I'll send you a video. You got to see what this.
Yeah, cool. Thank
one
you.
Dude, he does it with colored pencils, and it just blows me away.
Yeah, no, love to see it, Patter. I'm in the sort of stage where I'm just sort of, you know, we're talking about week number three of me doing watercolors, and so, you know, any information is good information, because there is, you know, in the universe of what I know and what I don't know, what I know is about a quark in size compared to everything that goes on in the world of watercolors, let me tell you. So, you know, all information is good information. That's what I'm saying, and almost all of it I won't know. So. Which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
See, putting the pencils back.
Licky. Take some of these guys that do the 3D realistic, they call it realistic.
Yep.
lines are in flip incredible. There's one dude, I can't remember his name, but he's young. He's just still in his 20s, and he draws some of the most. You can't tell if it's a picture or not. That's how good it is.
Oh, no, I know. There's some people out there who are amazingly talented. I mean, for example, my daughter Ava's got me over a barrel in terms of what she does with the way she uses a pen. It's just brilliant. So, I'm trying to catch up to her, Hatter, and I'm a good 5-10 years behind.
Yeah, I've seen her picture of she did the foot.
The tendons, that's right.
And stuff. When you said she drew and just started, basically, you know, how old she is, I think I had a pre-existing sort of a image of what I thought was going to be, and it was totally, totally beyond what I thought it was.
Yes, no, she's very. She does some interesting stuff. She's doing some stuff at the minute that's sort of getting ready for her. She's doing art this year in her final year, and so she started doing some quite sort of esoteric sort of stuff, which is really interesting. So. Look, I think she that's what she wants to do. She wants to be a cartoon artist, I think she'll do really well with it, Hatter.
Yeah, you said she wants to go to Japan and do some of the comic book type drawings?
Yeah. One of the things I said to her is that now that COVID's opening back up again, because Japan only opened up a couple of months ago, it had really strong restrictions on how many tourists could go over, and they could go and only go in certain places. But now that that's been freed up, I did promise her that we would go to Tokyo, and we will do that probably next year.
Posted in a picture, just the first one that I came across. Take a look at that. That's colored pencils.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Well, as I said, Deb's been sending me stuff, and it's very, 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 very cool. So, yeah, thank you.
That's a watercolor pencil? Oh, my word.
Is that incredible?
Amazing stuff, isn't it? Yeah, brilliant stuff.
And that's not even the good. That's not even the best.
That's
brilliant. Brilliant use of tone. So I should say hello to Rorschach Adam Sue, who's joined us on the board. So thank you for being around and commenting. And Hatter, we're in your hands. Who's going to go next?
Well, that's not a good place to be. Jeez. Debbie, you want to read yours, or should we share Stephen 76's?
You're the boss.
Why don't you throw yours up?
I can do that. I am grabbing it.
Who likes stuffed bell peppers?
I love them. I make them. They're delicious.
Oh, they're really good.
My grandma made them. My mama made them.
That's one thing. I asked Joy one time. I said, with all the things you make so good, he said, what about stuffed peppers? She goes, I hate them. God, really?
Wow.
No, I would love them. Yeah. I hate mushrooms. I like bell peppers. Stuffed peppers are lovely. Really nice. They're meant to be stuffed.
Yeah, it depends what part of the country or the world you're from, or what is entailed in the stuffing that you stuff it with. My mom had one certain way. But yeah, so.
Yeah, people do different things.
Rice.
Yeah. What do you put in yours, Deb?
Yep.
Brown beef.
Yep.
With rice and some spices, and then you stuff them in the peppers, and then you fill. Well, I like to do it in the crock pot, but you use V8 juice, and you cook them in there.
Oh. Yeah.
And then you stir it, dumped over elbow macaroni, and it's to die for.
There you go.
So you don't serve them. You don't serve them in the pepper, out of the oven, actual pepper. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, you mix the ground meat, and some eggs, and some rice and salt and pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, and then you mix it up real good and you stuff it into individual peppers that you hollowed out, and then you float them in the V8. Or you can go with just plain tomato juice, but I prefer V8, and then you get all those delicious vitamins from the V8. And for people who don't like stuffed peppers because of the pepper itself, you make the same meatballs and you do everything I just said, but instead of stuffing them in the peppers, you just chop the peppers into a million pieces and you throw them in there, and then you get that delicious flavor of pepper, and you never have to let the mushy pepper touch your lip. So it just depends on what you like. But, oh, I love stuffed peppers.
Do you have a scale to 1 to 5, 5 being the worst, hottest? What can you tolerate as far as spices or hotness?
Well, it's funny you should ask, because my poem is about the Scoville heat unit, but
I would
be down at the tiger paw level. I'm not interested in the devil's tongue. I would like to be able to still use my tongue after I have my meal, and I would like to be able to taste the other ingredients in the meal that I'm eating. I can't say that I don't like a nice spicy barbecue wing, and that's, you know, you can clear your sinuses, but above that, nah.
What about horseradish?
I like horseradish and when I mix it with some ketchup and make my own cocktail sauce.
Man, I love horseradish, and to this day I don't know why I put myself through that. It was eaten one time at a Black Angus, as a steakhouse, and I had the steak and I wanted some horseradish with it, and in fact I ordered the prime rib. So that I asked the waitress if she could ask the chef if I could get a little container of the horseradish, because it was the best I'd ever eaten. It wasn't creamed or anything. It's real horseradish. And he brings out this quart. I swear I got a quart thing full of that stuff, and I got to take it home. And it lasted me years. But that was my
–
I was known for my deviled eggs and why they're so good. What I do is I throw a little horseradish in it, not enough to even taste it, but it gave it a tang that people just loved. Even people that hated horseradish, and they hated it after I told them what was in it.
I had them yesterday.
I don't know why.
I never tried them with horseradish, though. Sounds interesting.
Horseradish is good. AP, what's your tolerance, 1 to 5, heat-wise?
Low, Hannah. I probably... What's the number? The one is sort of the basic, isn't it? Yeah.
One's light. One's a light.
Yeah. I used to be able to do about a 4, but I reckon probably about 2 is where it stops now. So, I've got a Indian bakery that's about 100-200 meters away from me, and they just do very traditional pastries, Indian pastries, all vegetarian. And I'm a big fan of the potato phyllo things, and I can't eat them. Yeah, I try, but I can't. And so I reckon it's fairly low. I reckon it's about a 2.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt yourself. I went to my best friend that I grew up with, his older sister got married, and I knew the reception was going to be a feast. Now, he was half Mexican. He was half Mexican and half Cherokee Indian. The half that sponsored it was the Mexican half blood.
Yep.
I was so hungry. I didn't eat much the night before. I didn't eat all day long. The wedding was at, the reception was at like 1. Wow, I was so hungry. I couldn't eat a thing, Even the rice was just hotter than that. Oh my God.
Wow.
But, I'm a good three. I think I'm a three. I can.
I reckon I'm two. Yeah, I reckon you got me covered, Nada.
Hatter, do you have three Baby Ray's brand out
there? Do I what?
Do you have the brand Sweet Baby Ray's, like barbecue sauce, Sweet Baby Ray?
I don't think so. No.
Okay. So I was going to tell you, you know how, like some places you go, if you get, say, onion rings, they give you their special sauce and it's got a nice tang to it. Anyway, they have Sweet Baby Ray's special sauce, and it's horseradish based, and it's so addictive. So check and see if you have it.
Yeah, Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's. Don't forget the sweet.
That's the most important
word there.
out here, it seems like everybody wants to throw you into the jalapeno, whether it's how much to be determined. But I like the habaneros. I like an habanero better than the jalapeno. I know that. And the curry, I'm not a real fan of the curry and what's the other spice they use to heat up their food?
Cumin?
But I haven't had a lot of it, so you never know.
Well,
all right, Deb, go.
We have a lot of Asian food in Australia, so if it's something you want to get yourself into, let me know. If not, let me know too.
I'm sure I will. Deborah, your Scoville heat units measure the tongue fire.
Yes, they do. Okay. Okay. I think I moved it down again. There. Okay. Yes, this is Scoville heat units measure the tongue fire, and here we go. Frying flesh at the top of the list. African bird's eye peppers grow long and hot and red with tongue fire to melt skin from the inside of the head. The oil climbs the pores and fingertips too. Touch an eye and the oil can blind you. Clocking and scaling at 175,000 Scoville heat units. This pepper's organic pest control too. The devil's tongue is a spicy chili pepper that grows hot and bright lemon yellow. It kicks in with a sweet and fruity flavor as the flaming fires from the nibble flow. You taste heat if you can stand the fever created by an Amish Pennsylvania farmer. Scotch bonnets, gold, orange, green, or red, are 20 times hotter than the habanero. Bite on that fire-filled flesh if you dare to. The cheeks heat to red and then glow. And they are sitting in the center of the chart. So they burn the taste buds just a bit slow. A pyre sneaks up on you as flames grow. The sugar rush peppers are colored peach. They dangle from bushes standing 5 feet. Fall hits and pluck them, ready to eat, flavored with heat, but juicy and sweet. Then there's the tiger paw pepper. Looks like little pumpkins, orange and shiny, but don't make a pie. The punch they pack is like cayennes. Keep those little fire kegs out of the eye. And palm.
Yeah, that's a strong rule. Don't touch your eyes or any other soft tissue part of your body. Seriously, you get up to the ghost pepper type. They handle with gloves and masks.
Right. I would suggest you didn't jump up and go to the men's room right after handling one of them bad boys. Just saying.
Yeah, or touch your eye. We have here in California, along the creek beds, we have a pepper grass, which they make pepper spray and mace out of. When you know you're in it, because you can smell it, when you're in it, do not touch your face. I made the mistake when I was a little kid. I got something in my head. It was burning. And it took hours. It took hours to subside. Which seemed like hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the way you listed them all. You gave a little history. Pennsylvania farmer, the Amish Pennsylvania farmer, huh? Bus.
Yep.
175,000. What's that?
Said you got to wonder who he was angry with that he wanted to serve them to.
You know, it's, I was an electrician for many years, and I knew guys that could actually grab a hotline, get buzzed, and go, yeah, that's hot. I'm the type that gets zapped and it throws me back against the wall. So I never understood there are certain guys. The reason I say that, they're the same with peppers. Some people can just take it and eat them like candy, and there's others, you get them in the same room, they know the pepper's there. I got to run. So I don't know what it is, tolerance. Is it, you think it's your taste buds or just
I think it's
a lifestyle
matter. My brother is heavily into Asian cooking, and he actually has a couple of little chili trees. And so he, when I came over, he used to do one sort of small wok sort of fry pan stuff of stir fry stuff for me, which he'd sort of put half of one of these little chilies into. And then he'd do his own serve, and he'd put, and I kid you not, 7 of these little chilies cut up really hot into his stuff. 7. And it was just like,
wow.
He was just walking down the road, and I was like, Jesus Christ, you know, I'd be in hospital if I tried that.
How many days does he go without being able to taste after that? Wow.
Yes,
yeah, that's mine too. Your tongue's so on, your mouth's so on fire, you can't taste anything for quite a while. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
wowza.
And you'll.
Oh, Hatter, I put a picture of the sweet baby rays on the chat wall just in case you see it somewhere. It's so good. Turn to dipping
to
nearly everything in there, especially onion rings.
Ah, there you go.
Yep.
That's $2.50.
Doesn't look familiar.
I use their spicy barbecue sauce, and this is fairly new to their line, Sweet Baby Rays, but oh man, it's really really good. French fries. If you make, you bread and fry up some boneless chicken, you know, like homemade nuggets sort of, and you dip them in there. Oh, my word.
Okay.
I'm making myself hungry, and I already ate.
Okay, for some reason, I'm not able to pick anything up and post it on the site. Would you grab mine? For some reason, it's not letting me do it.
Well, it's not an issue. Let's put Heather's on
the board. I finally got it. I got it.
Okay.
Good.
And I wrote, it's called The Devil's Hell. No, that's, yeah, Devil Hell and Seeds.
Okay. Huh?
So it goes like this. When was it true, if this happened to you, the day you punished your mom? That day you dreamed of peppers and things, thinking you have to eat some. My youth was filled with do not consume. This is way too hot to try. Dared to eat from a jar of heat the day I cried inside. There are days when memories will like to plant the seeds of heat in a poetic rant. They will never speak of tomorrow's heat or the dues they'll ask you for. No one told me about what's next behind the bathroom door. Beware the chilies with yellow seeds. Never wish for things unknown. Lessons learned from early days when you're not yet full grown. burning bowels and acid runs, why oh why, it's never fun. You've learned to take that urge to eat unknown things that brings the heat, but memories tend to soften a blow, almost like they did not know about the pepper that can make you bleed in the devil's hell inside the seeds. They burn the mouth in all things south, and that's just how it feels. Wait till tomorrow as it fills with sorrow. You won't believe that it's quite real. Praying for time that is not mine, anything to ease the pain, this fire inside me, oh, please God help me, feels like acid rain. But here I am once again, buying a jar of chilies, wondering how I ask out loud, even though they almost killed me. You'd think I would learn about the burn and how I try to pretend. With peppers in hand, I don't understand. Maybe I should ask my other end.
And you said you weren't inspired.
There's a fair bit of writing there, Hatter.
Right?
Twice as many words as I have.
And it's cool. And he had me giggling, like, I'm watching out for that other end. Call me tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Boy. It's like you think it was bad as you ate it. We'll wait till you bring it back and it goes full circle. Yeah.
The worst thing is you're standing in the aisle holding one thinking you're going to buy another jar of it. Go, what the hell?
I can only remember
one time where I actually put the peppers back.
Wow. I don't think I want to eat something that's going to punish me so severely later for doing so. Just saying.
Oh, man. Yeah.
The poem was really cool.
Even, yeah. True story. Yeah, true story on that one.
I actually really liked this one, Hatter. I thought you sort of lined us up for where you were heading with it, and you relentlessly went down the path, and it was fun. And it just like sounded like you're only writing it, and sort of came through in the poem. I think you did a heck of a lot better with this one than I did.
Oh, I don't know about that, but he. Burning bowels and acid runs. Oh, why, oh, why? It's never fun.
Yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was really neat, Pat. But anyway, there you go. I really liked this one. I think you really sort of hit the nail on the head and kept on banging it with a hammer. It was really good.
Let's go. Everybody, what's the score going to be tomorrow?
The score
of the game.
Tomorrow in the game.
Yeah.
Deb, what do you think it's going to be?
42. The answer is always 42.
42.
Total.
Okay. 42 versus
high scoring.
How much?
No, combined, like the total score, because I think the defense is going to be on overload. So I don't think it's going to be boring. So
okay.
I say total score is 42 and Eagles kicks butt.
Wow.
I think
it's going to be a scoring fiesta.
Yep.
What do you think, Pat?
I know nothing about the game. Jordan Blatt is a really good tackle. So apart from that, I am ill placed to actually give you any sort of indication. But if I had to, I think it's going to be a high scoring affair, Pat. I think it's going to be like 5 touchdowns to 4. The Eagles way. So what are we talking? 35-28.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's these two teams win more by staying on the field You keep your quarterback on the field, you're going to win the game. So, and I think both of them come from that school of logic of attack. And so, I don't know. I think it's going to be high scoring. I really do.
So you
made me curious. I like defensive games. But I think this one just has the flavor of getting out of control. Mini lead changes.
But you made me curious. And in the Super Bowl on January 29th, 1995, the Niners scored 75 points and the Chargers and the Chargers scored 49 points. So,
Wow. What year was that?
95. Not long ago.
Super Bowl.
I think that was Garcia.
So what do you think the score is going to be, Hatter? We didn't get one from you, did we?
41-48. Yeah.
And to which team?
I think Kansas City's going to win this one.
Kansas City's going to win. Okay. Right.
Yeah, and I'm more of an NFC. I don't know why. Kansas City's always been my AFC pick, but I'm a National League more than AFC.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but not long to wait, Hatter.
No, it's going to be good one.
Steve Young hit Jerry Rice for a 44-yard touchdown on the first drive of the game. Ricky Waters for a 51-yard touchdown. And San Francisco got the ball. Young had two more touchdowns, passes in the first, to pace the 49ers to a 28-10 lead. They started out strong and just kept kicking butt. Let's see here. The Philadelphia Eagles, 74 points for 41 to the New England Patriots. 74 total. 41 Philly, 33 Patriots, and that was in 2018.
Yeah, I think I should change mine to 38-41. 48's a little bunch. 38-41.
Yeah, I might be needing to give these guys 42 points each.
Yeah.
But seriously, we have one more, and I'm going to have to go, so maybe we could do that.
Well, let's put it, this is Stephen's one, isn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking that you could read his for him. But before you do that, do you know what the topic next week is? Did I miss that conversation? Because I was reading over.
No, we didn't have poetic slice. No, we didn't have. But I have thought about what it would be. And I like words that have multiple meanings. You know that. And so I was going to go with bond, B-O-N-D, as in James, bond.
Way cool.
Bond. And we do accept James Bond's poems, by the way, but Bond.
Very, very
excellent.
Cool.
And that means we can use a James Bond theme on the way in and the way out. Yeah?
You
got to be happy about that.
Oh, it's got to be Man with a Golden Gun. What's that theme song?
Yeah. That's a Shirley Bassey one.
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, great song. Anyway, Bond. I don't think we've ever done a program on Bond. I don't know why we haven't, but I don't think I can recall ever doing one. And it's a miss. So Bond.
That's cool.
Do you have a SoundCloud with this with Stevens?
I don't. Let me double check here. You know what? It looks like there is a possibly a There is. Okay. No. I dropped the ball there. It'll take me 2 minutes. So talk about Bond for a moment, and I'll put the sound in.
I can read it there. I'll just read it. That's fine. It's not an issue, as they say in the,
I think if you took the time to make one, I think we'd be able to play it. If you took the time to
Do you want to play it, or did you want to?
He took the time to record it.
Okay, let's let Deb do her magic and put it up there. And is that okay, Deb?
Absolutely, almost done.
Okay, perfect. And so we can go through and do any of the James Bond themes, Hatter. And there are some fine James Bond themes, by the way.
I know which one I was thinking of. Goldfinger.
Oh, Goldfinger. Yes.
Iconic.
So
I did like how McCartney and Wings did the one Live and Let Die.
I thought Live and Let Die was wonderful.
Yeah, that was a good soundtrack.
Yeah, agreed.
And that was Roger Moore, right? Was that Roger Moore?
Yeah, but you went straight to the Shirley Bassey, and I agree with you. Diamonds Are Forever, yeah, great song. But there's some really really interesting theme songs. Like even Carly Simon, Nobody Does It Better. That's a really cool song.
Yeah, I like that song too.
Yeah?
You don't realize how many, like For Your Eyes Only, that Sheena Easton song, and I mean there's
that
Billie Eilish has a song. Nancy Sinatra did You Only Live.
And Nancy Sinatra's got a brilliant song, yeah, absolutely. Or one of my all-time favorites, the Duran Duran of View to a Kill. What a great video that is on the Eiffel Tower in France. Absolutely brilliant.
So that recording is all loaded and ready to go.
Thank you.
So,
right on. Well, I'll play it then.
Right.
So let me just refresh here. I refreshed and it kicked me out of the studio, which is very nice of it to do. I've now refreshed and Stephen is there and I'm going to play it right now, Hatter.
Tara Air Converts Hot Chocolate Dreams to Iced Tea Torpidity by Stephen 76. Daffodil daydreams upon newly painted swing turn into warm breezed evenings watching brown bats feeding on mosquitoes under salted light. Marigold musings grin as kerosene is replaced by Freon. Crimson tackle box sits agape. Spoons and jigs anxiously await a swim as practice sinker casts land in the emerald blades of the backyard. Feline furball dodging disaster and giving chase each time lead is retrieved on filament. Toothwort twinings go unheard as iced tea wishes yen for cornucopian harvests of beefsteaks from the side yard patch. Geranium juxtaposes try to predict a cool summer with plenty of raindrops to feed bells, but intuiting the sprinkler will appear. Buttercup balminess will give way to Pilsner procrastination and next day promises of mowing the lawn. End poem.
Yeah, now if Stephen 76 was here, I'd ask him what rod and reel was he using with the practice sinker's cast. I remember my dad doing it for us, giving us some pulls and put a sinker at the end, and we sat out in the street and watched him because he getting used to casting a rod. And we were little. Practice sinker cast. What do you think, Deb?
Oh, I think it's great. It's actually on one of my favorites list. And you know, I don't know, I couldn't tell for sure, but while he was reading and he got to the part about spoons and jigs anxiously await a swim as practice sinkers cast, there was something, I don't know, I heard little kitty cat noise. So I don't know if it was the kitty at his house when he was recording it, or if it was Taser in the background co-hosting with Hatter, but it just sounded so cute and it added to the something to the poem, which is kind of fun. But no, I thought he had brilliant metaphors in this, and the title was fabulous. Warm air converts hot chocolate dreams to ice. But hot chocolate dreams sound so yummy. I just the colors and the tease of the senses that you get from like the smells and the thoughts of the buttercups and the different things and the harvest of beefsteaks from the side yard paths. I mean, it's just, which, you know, there are some plump juicy tomatoes right there. So it was just a perfect poem to go with the beautiful Thomas Kincaid art.
Yeah. AP, what do you think?
Yes. I really liked it. I thought it always nice to have some Thomas Kincaid art there, and it just spoke to the springiness of it all, Adda. The new stuff happening and the new fresh time of spring, and I thought it was really lovely, right?
Yeah, I always appreciate Steve 76 to writing for our shows. But I don't see a pepper in it. Not that it has to have one. Watching brown bats feeding on mosquitoes. Salted light. Yeah. He's gotten so
anyway,
good.
There you go.
He's gotten so much better at writing. I don't know if it's hanging around K or just practice.
Well, if you write poems every day and don't get better, you should just hang it up. Just saying.
That's it. That's it, too. You do anything every day, you're going to get better. You're going to get good at it. And we've all said the last few years with our radio show, watching some of the people just their work getting better and better every time. I remember some shows, you just shake our heads and go, God, glad this isn't a contest because they wouldn't know how to judge it.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. What when will the results for the AP Taylor Poetry Foundation second poem be ready?
Well,
you asked.
Yeah, that'll be tomorrow because I did confirm with all four board members that we can hang out together at 5 my time, 9 o'clock in the morning AP's time, 2 o'clock in the afternoon Hatter's time, and 3 o'clock in the afternoon Sweet Pea's time. Because we judge it from four different time zones on two continents. So, and by the time the meeting's over, we will have our winners. And if you each look in your inbox, I sent you a pretty little picture of who's who and what's what and where the votes stand and what we'll be talking about when we get together tomorrow. Just saying. My handy-dandy artwork chart there.
Well done, you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. She makes,
and I
makes
have to
job.
Go, gentlemen. Always love spending
okay.
the night with you, but got to beat it. Love and respect.
Thank you. Thanks, right. Deb. Well,
so,
Hatter, I think we should close up shop. We'll get some Bond stuff loaded for next week. I had a look this. We don't have Shirley Bassey in there, and we don't have Sheena Easton in there, and we don't have Duran Durant. We've got a whole heap of stuff we've got to load, yeah, because music's
hey,
really cool.
Can you
cool.
do me a favor?
Can
we, since you're in the studio, can you just look up a Beatles song?
Of course I can. Which one are you looking for?
You play it there. Right?
Yeah.
I don't
sure.
know. First
which,
one,
which,
first,
which,
one, first one you come to
first
or
one I
your
say?
Choice?
Okay. Well, let me.
Just not.
I can
just,
do.
Just not Obladi. It can't be Obladi. Okay.
No, we won't do Obladi. That's okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's have a look here. What am I going to do?
You should have quite a few in there.
I do. I know which one we'll do, Hatter. We'll do this one. You ready? Here we go.
Yep.
And we're back for Bond next week, by the way. Here we go.
had to be a Lennon song more than a McCartney. But, yeah, great pick.
They did it together. They did it together, Hatter. It was the Beatles' seventh number one in the US off the Beatles for Sale album. But do you know what's interesting about that song? It was the first song to use a particular technique that became commonplace in music from then on.
In rock and roll, you mean?
In rock and roll.
In music.
And rock and roll in particular, or music in general. Do you know what that was?
No, go ahead, tell me.
It was the first time in rock and roll that a fade-in had been used.
Oh, really?
Really? The first song ever to have a fade-in.
Fade-in.
Fade-in, not a fade-out, a fade-in.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, it is. It is.
There you go.
There's more now, but there used to be one, and this is a trivia question. What is the one rock hit song that the title is never used in the song?
Oh, good Lord.
I think there's more now, but back in the day there was, The War Protest by Stephen Stills.
Ah, well, I would never got that.
But I'm trying to think of the strength. Yeah. John, now, of course, I should have said it before I started. It's For What It's Worth. For What It's Worth.
Yeah, okay. For What It's Worth.
Yeah.
Okay, Doc. Well, we should say thank you. And we should say thank you to yourself, Hatter, and thank you to Stephen for helping us out. Thank you to Adam on the board.
Yeah.
And we'll be back for
Bond
next week.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
okey-doke.
Be a good Super Bowl. Yep. See you later.
Absolutely. Okay. Have fun, everybody. Good luck. Keep betting.